feature.
On today's International Connection feature, we hear from researchers from Chicago and California.
Welcome to International Connection. This is Marshall. Today's story from May Brussels concerns an organization called Western Goals. Western Goals was a private intelligence agency that sold information to the police. Larry MacDonald was the chairman of that organization, and in early 1983, the LAPD was charged with invasion of citizens' rights when 131 plaintiffs filed suit because the LAPD had been collecting files on over 2 million citizens of Los Angeles since 1975. This was outlawed in 1975, but the LAPD continued it. The main detective involved in this operation was a man named Jay Paul. He sent all these files to the private intelligence group called Western Goals. Now, this story caused a lot of problems for that organization from January till May 1983, but it wasn't covered in any other newspapers until August 18th in the Washington Post, when they mentioned that the American Congressman Larry MacDonald was subpoenaed to appear before the LA courts on this matter because he was chairman of Western Goals. However, he was shot down a week and a half later, one of the victims on the KAL-007 flight. And what's interesting about Western Goals is that many prominent people are on the board of Western Goals, and one of them is Helen Marie Taylor. She became controversial in May because she was appointed to the National Council on Humanities. Some people objected because she was co-chairman of Jerry Falwell's Virginia Moral Majority Group. One person who objected was Sharon Percy Rockefeller, who used her influence with Senator Goldwater to stop the appointment. This fact was revealed by General Wiedemeyer, a cousin by marriage to Helen Marie Taylor. Now, he has an interesting history himself. He was stationed in Nazi Germany from 1936 to 1938 at the Kriegs Academy, the school for the German General Staff. In October 44, he was chief of staff to Chiang Kai-shek. And in October 47 to November 48, he was director of Plans and Operations Division of General Staff. He retired in 1958 to become director of many corporations in the United States. Now, another man on the board is Edward Teller. He is not only on the board of Western Goals, he's on the board of Helionetics, which is getting a lot of the Star Wars laser beam contracts under Reagan's new program for defense. Also on the board is Daniel Graham. He's on the board of both Helionetics and Western Goals. His partner is another man by the name of Fritz Kramer. They have another firm which they work together. Now, Fritz Kramer was the mentor to Henry Kissinger, and he became plans officer for the Pentagon from 1948 till 1980. So he came in after General Wiedemeyer. Now, Fritz Kramer has an interesting background. He went to Italy from Frankfurt. He was a German in 1933 when Italy was under Mussolini. He then went to the United States of America in 1939 to recruit Kissinger for intelligence work in 1943. Kissinger had come to New York via London in 1938. They both worked together at the Battle of the Bulge in 1944, after which a Nazi named Fritz Kramer, the same name, same spelling, was charged with a massacre at Malmedy, a massacre of American soldiers. The question that has come up, is this the same Kramer? Because the Nazi Kramer was tried and imprisoned at Dachau in 1945, but he disappeared in 1946 when he was let out. So, Fritz, you have Wiedemeyer working with the Germans before the war. You have Fritz Kramer coming from Germany, then becoming an American citizen. Then his identity is not could be confused, or he is the same person as the Nazi who was charged at the Battle of Malmedy. And it's interesting that Fritz Kramer took over the job that Wiedemeyer had after the war in 1948. Another man who went to Italy in 1933 was Major James H. Angleton, whose son James Jesus Angleton worked for the OSS during the war and then was made a knight of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta the military branch of the Vatican. James Jesus Angleton, the son, was a friend of Prince Valerio Borghese, and both have been implicated in the assassination of JFK. Borghese has also been linked with the terrorist of the 80s, one of the major terrorists, Stefano Della Chiesa. So what you have here is Fritz Kramer may have taken over from Wiedemeyer's job at the Pentagon, whose cousin, Wiedemeyer's cousin, is now a controversial appointment to the National Council on Humanities. At the same time, Kramer's partner, Daniel Graham, worked with Larry McDonald in the organization called Western Goals, which is now in trouble for having files on 2 million L.A. citizens. Meanwhile, Western Goals members are very influential in Reagan's Star Wars program and also are getting appointments on many government programs. Now we'll hear from Sherman Skolnick.
Hi, Sherman Skolnick bringing you news. Killed by the Monopoly Press. Presented 24 hours a day by the Citizens Committee to clean up the courts. 9800 South Oglesby.
What is your name?
David Stein.
All right, and you're the author of Contract on America.
Well, basically, it's been suspected for years that the mob was involved in the murder of President Kennedy. This book presents for the first time overwhelming documentary evidence that actually proves mob involvement in the conspiracy. So essentially, the first 90 yards were done by other researchers. This book takes a quantum leap in terms of really proving mafia conspiracy.
You worked on this yourself? Or
I worked on this myself with 7 Harvard interns helping during summers and many other people. And just tracing it through Ruby, starting with plots of Crapaconti, Marcello, and Hoffa, and just tracing Ruby's extensive ties throughout the country to associates of these people in the months before the assassination.
How do you suppose the mafia could have done this and gotten away with it and had it covered up without the complicity of the Western intelligence agencies?
Well, what somebody mentioned to me is that it looks like they picked a very good person, Oswald, to use as a patsy for the job, because Oswald had intelligence ties, and they sort of put certain people in a very funny position. They essentially co-opted people to help them in the cover-up.
Yeah,
the mafia co-opted the CIA into thinking that they were hiring the mob. In fact, the mob used the CIA to give sanction to what had been going on by themselves before.
Basically, you look at two people, and the book doesn't say for sure, but it hints that possibly Hoover and Johnson might have been key people in the cover-up.
And Johnson had allegedly been receiving payoffs from the mob throughout his past, and Hoover had some pretty corrupt, was a very corrupt kind of person who had cozy relationships with mob people.
Why do some people contend that the gangsters wouldn't last 1 minute without corrupt state and federal, local and federal prosecutors? In other words, those in rural America tolerate the gangsters.
Well, I agree with you. I wouldn't say those that rule them. I would say at this point, the mafia, if you look at like GM, if you look at oil and defense, the mafia is more powerful at this point in the 80s, not earlier, but now. The mafia owns banks. They control Gulf and Western, some have alleged. The mafia is part of the ruling class now. But what
isn't it a little too convenient to blame it all on the mob?
I think probably if you knew everything that went on related to the assassination, it would be too scary for any human mind to comprehend. And, I agree that you can't say everything, but I think, again, what my book does is it really sort of shows very solidly the mafia was involved and the mafia was in on the planning stages, and you just,
Were they being used by the Secret Service and the CIA?
Well, put it this way. The mafia, if you look at motive, a lot of people hated Kennedy, but the mafia had stronger motivation than anybody else. The mafia,
done other journalism work?
No. This is the one thing. I'm a PhD in mathematics.
Has there been resistance to your book in some way? Efforts to suppress
No. Fortunately, not a thing.
The gangsters are very much involved in the distribution of magazines,
yeah,
and to a certain extent in the distribution of books.
Yeah.
The physical distribution.
Yeah.
If your book really sticks it to them, how come there has been no resistance?
Well, in terms of resistance, it's just come out. It's really just starting, and frankly, it's not a threat to them yet. The mafia is part of the ruling class. There are many, many evil segments, but if the mafia, the public were to know what just one segment was, the mafia, and were to get outraged and do something, I think the whole Gray Alliance would be shattered.
The story of Ronald Reagan, Adolf Hitler, General Electric, and the Continental Bank, if you missed it, it's playing again, 731-1505. New message Monday afternoon. We change it about four times a week. For a chuckle, this week's surprise message of the week, 731-1107. To leave a comment or tip, 731-3332.
Thank you. On campus this week, community listings time now with...